Some top Miami Valley lawmakers were in town Wednesday to survey storm damage from Monday's tornado outbreak. Republican Congressman Mike Turner toured damage in Beaver Creek, and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown was in Dayton. Brown is promising to work with other elected officials to request disaster aid for areas affected by the storm. In Dayton, tens of thousands of people remain without water and electricity. Dozens more are staying in emergency shelters. But Red Cross officials say that number is likely to grow as storm recovery continues. Monday's tornado outbreak in Indiana and western Ohio left one person dead and injured dozens more. The National Weather Service has so far confirmed at least seven tornadoes touched down in the Dayton area that night. Since then, more than 200 people have sought medical care for storm-related conditions at Miami Valley hospitals, some for dehydration. A boil order remains in effect for parts of Montgomery County. Residents are being asked to conserve water as crews work to stabilize the water system. Marita Salkowski is with the Red Cross. She says in the wake of the tornadoes, more people are seeking assistance with food, water, and shelter.
People in wheelchairs, mothers with small children, and there's a woman here with six children, people holding bundles of clothing that are their only remaining belongings. What these people have gone through, just really, it breaks your heart.
The Red Cross is operating five shelters in Montgomery County. Other organizations are also distributing free food, water, and ice at various locations around the Miami Valley. For residents in need of emergency assistance or for information on how to help others in need, visit our website, wyso.org. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.